Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A new coffee and whiskey bar in Ardmore.
A Rittenhouse Manhattan, which is going to be our coffee variation on your classic Manhattan. A Cafe Negroni, which is going to be a Negroni with cold brew topped on top and extra foam.
With an interesting renovation story.
It says coffee and whiskey now, but underneath that, it actually says Christian Science Reading Center.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at 21 Rittenhouse Road in Ardmore. It's the location of Char and Stave, and I'm with founder and owner Jared Atkins, who is also the owner of Bluebird Distilling. So tell us about this location. I understand you're opening on Monday.
Yeah, so we're opening on Monday. The whole aspect behind this is that we're originally a distillery, and we got really interested into making and roasting coffee. So we already, I say, conquered the spirits world, but know how to make world-class spirits, so now we want to move on and make world-class coffee.
Are there parallels between making coffee and distilling, you know, alcohol?
There really is. It's just a process. So we're calculating it and just figuring out the right way to go and then perfecting it every single time.
So what does Char and Stave mean?
So Char and Stave comes actually from terms of a barrel that we use in aging whiskey. The stave is actually, there's 17 staves that go around the barrel that actually make up the barrel itself, a wood stave. And on the inside of those staves, they are charred. So we get the flavor from whiskey by they char the inside of the barrel, which creates a char layer that caramelizes all the sugars. So Char and Stave comes from the piece of wood and then the char inside that's giving us all our flavor for our barrel aged beans.
So it has to do with what's inside the barrel, the whiskey barrel.
It has to do with the whiskey barrel and the wood and the inside itself, yes.
Now, I understand that there's a very interesting story behind this particular building that we're standing in front of.
Yes, it's funny. So it says coffee and whiskey now, but underneath that, it actually says Christian Science Reading Center. So it's funny what happens from how the building transforms over years and uses.
This was a Scientology center.
Yes, it was.
What did it look like? I mean, now it looks like a restaurant with a bar on the right. You walk in, you know. What did it look like before?
It was very sedate, just carpeted, very quiet and soft. And now it's tailored to coffee in the morning and whiskey in the evening. There's a fireplace that took us to nowhere that we had to remove. And it was just there for decoration, I guess.
Huh. I don't even know what people would do at the Christian Science Center. But I know what they do at a bar and a coffee shop.
Yes. So, and the concept behind here is that you can come in the morning. You can get your favorite coffee drinks, cappuccino, espresso, and then at 9 in the morning, we're allowed to start serving alcohol. So now we have a lot of cool cocktails that are coffee-based as well as a lot of mocktails. So for the non-drinkers that don't drink alcohol, you can come in and have a cold brew old-fashioned now, which is just coffee built like an old-fashioned, or an espresso tonic, and it's just bringing the world of mixology to the morning.
Wow. So what time do you open?
So we open at 7 a.m. and on most days we're going to be open until 12 a.m. So there's barely any time we're actually going to be closed.
Oh, no sleeping time for you.
no rest
for the weary here.
No sleeping time, no. So going, just transforming right in from your coffee bar into the evening whiskey bar, which has been super popular in Europe for ages. And America has never really picked up that concept. We're hoping to push that all day cafe bar lifestyle now.
And do you have a food menu too?
For right now, our food menu is going to be local French pastries. So, but they work out all through the day, so we love them.
Keeping it simple. And then are you going to bring that in and make it a little bit more elaborate?
Yeah, as we go on, we're going to offer other food pairings as well, but keeping it pretty simple and pretty fun. Like, think of like sardines and different kind of canned fish and meats and cheeses and stuff like that.
Do you have a kitchen back here?
We do not have a kitchen.
Oh, so it's like whatever you can prepare without bringing heat.
Yeah, so front prepared and then without the heat. And like what you see when you walk in is our whole bar and area.
So like charcuterie board type of stuff.
You got it. Perfect aspects to go with a cocktail.
But you're very elaborate on the drink menu.
Yes. So we're doing what very little coffee shops, and especially no one's doing this area, by having different coffee choices in the morning that reach outside the bounds of regular coffee. By doing what we were talking about with the espresso tonics, the cold brew old fashions, nitro old fashions, and everything.
The coffee through the beer tap has been kind of a trend for a while.
Yes. And so that actually was one of my favorite, of being able to do nitro coffee and nitro lattes. And I just hooked up the most elaborate nitro system to our kegerator. So we're going to offer nitro cold brew and nitro lattes. And think of like a Guinness, the cascading bubbles all the way down, but now like right on the go. And that's bringing another elaborate aspect of the coffee world.
What's been the most difficult aspect, number one, of the menu, and number two, of just getting set up here?
One of switching over, it was a much bigger project than we thought. And we're like, oh, look, this space is easy to transform it. And then when we got into it, we just got more excited and wanted to go kind of more elaborate with the design. And then now transfer, and we know all about cocktails, and we brought in Jesse Garcia, which is formerly of Ultimo Coffee, to help run our coffee morning program. So merging the coffee and the cocktails together has been really a unique pattern.
Yeah, and so you've come up with it. So you mentioned some of the morning cocktails and coffees. What are some of the evening menu items?
The funniest thing is the espresso martini is back with a vengeance. I feel like it makes a peak every 10 years, the 90s, early 2000s, and now it's back. So now we are able to pull fresh shots of espresso and shake that espresso martinis right off the bat. But we have five kind of signature cocktails, which are going to have a little bit of coffee added in each. So a Rittenhouse Manhattan, which is going to be our coffee variation on your classic Manhattan. A Cafe Negroni, which is going to be a Negroni with cold brew topped on top and extra foam. So really just tying it all back together. So this is basically a cocktail on a coffee lover's paradise. And I guess the really special thing that we're doing here as well is that we're taking our used bourbon barrels from the distillery, and we're actually aging a lot of our coffees in them. So now always on the espresso bar side, we're going to have bourbon barrel espresso shots as well. So you can get a shot of regular espresso or the bourbon barrel. So when we age beans in a bourbon barrel, we take all those wonderful flavors of the whiskey, like the vanilla, the caramel, the toffee, and that gets infused right back into the beans. So it's like the next level of taste, and it really is something special.
You can taste the difference.
You can absolutely taste the difference. It just adds like two more layers of depth to the actual espresso. I'm just adding in all these nutty and chocolatey and vanilla notes right back into the espresso. And it works perfect with cocktails and Manhattans and everything else to blend in the coffee.
What are you most excited about with Char and Stave?
Just the aspect for new horizons and new fun aspects to go in different directions with our cocktails, different directions with our coffee. And about this location, this is going to sound funny, but this is like the most simple concept. Have you heard of the citywide before? If you go to a bar in the city and you say, I want a citywide, it's generally a shot and a beer. Well, here it's going to be a shot of bourbon barrel espresso and then a 2-ounce pour of whiskey. So instead of a beer and a shot, you have your coffee and your whiskey.
That's perfect combination.
It's so simple, but it's just really exciting to be able to have simple stuff like this that we can play with.
What is it about coffee and whiskey that go together so well?
I think all of us do a lot of it every single day. In the morning, I have coffee every day, and I'm very passionate about it. But in the evening, we want something to wind down, and having a cocktail or whiskey or a drink is the perfect way to wind down. So it's like the pick-me-up and the wind down, and just kind of throughout the day, beverages that we all love to drink.
And you're here all the time, huh?
7 days a week.
So what's going on over at the distillery right now, if you're opening this?
We're gearing up for summertime. Has been crazy, the distillery. So just with this weather switch and daylight savings time, it's like that nice climb into summer. So lots of new projects there, lots of new spirits coming out there, and then just working together to kind of do some really fun stuff as a pair this summertime.
So you're distilling, so you're making alcohol at the distillery and you're bringing it here?
Yes. So we also have a full bottle shop inside here, and it's all of our Bluebird products. So we have our distillery license as part of this building as well. So everything we do at Bluebird, we can do right here as well. So any of our products and whiskeys that we sell at the shop, now you can pick them up right in Ardmore and have the full experience of Bluebird without having to go to Phoenixville if you live closer to this area.
All right. Anything else you want to add?
Come on down and see us.
All right. Char and Stave is now open here at 21 Rittenhouse Road in Ardmore. And you can get also the Bluebird Distillery bottles, Bluebird yep. Distilling bottles here. Do you have a website or any other place you want to push people to get more information?
www.charandstave.com.
All right. Congratulations, Sharon.
Thanks.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.